The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales. Welcome, my tiny fiends. Come in, come in. I see you're ready for another one of my terror tales. Well, let's get this show on the road then, eh? Tonight's terror tale is about a child who goes missing under mysterious circumstances. And nobody can figure out how she disappeared. I call this one, The Girl Who Vanished.
One day when I was on the phone with my aunt and uncle, they told me they heard a very strange story from a friend, and apparently in the 1950s there was a child who went missing in our city. She was only 4 years old and disappeared in the evening while she was taking a bath. Her mother and father were downstairs watching TV. When they heard their daughter scream, they ran up to the bathroom but the door was closed. They tried to open it, but it was locked. Just then the father heard a sound of whimpering coming from behind the door. He shouted his daughter's name, but there was no response, just an uneasy silence. The mother flew into a panic. She ran out into the street, screaming and calling for help. One of their neighbors came running to see what they could do. They managed to kick down the bathroom door. The room was in darkness and there was a strange smell in the air. When they turned on the lights, the parents almost fainted at what they saw. The bathroom was a mess. The floors and walls were covered in blood. Trembling with fear, the father ran into the bathtub. The water was stained with blood and the little girl was gone. The room was pretty empty, the windows were tightly shut, the doors had been locked, and there was no way for her to get out, but somehow the little girl had disappeared. She was never found. The police investigated, but they were baffled. It seemed too impossible to figure out, and the mystery of her disappearance was just never solved. Later, the mother ended up committing suicide, and the father lost his mind and was committed to a mental hospital. And I thought of this story was fiction until a few days ago. And it all began when I heard a strange noise coming from my bathroom. It frightened me because there was nobody else in the apartment. It was a little low rumbling sound. I decided to take a look, and when I opened the bathroom door, I was shocked to see that all the shelves with shampoos and gels had been dumped in a heap on the tile floor. I almost screamed with fear and ran out of the bathroom and locked the doors behind me. All of a sudden, the lights went out and the room was plunged into total darkness. And I tried to calm myself down, telling myself it was just a coincidence. Then something happened that I will remember for the rest of my life. I heard a sound of laughter. It was the quiet laughter of a young girl, and it sounded like it was right there in the room with me. I heard the small footsteps coming towards me in the darkness. I screamed and I tried to flee, but in the pitch black, I couldn't find the door handle. My hands surged and surged, but all I could feel was smooth glass. And in a panic, I began to get disoriented. The darkness was so complete, I couldn't see a thing. My hands roamed the walls, desperately searching for the door. I was more terrified than I've ever been in my whole entire life. I was just shaking with fear. The cracking laughter just got louder and louder. I couldn't see anything. I started beating on the glass, throwing myself against it like a trapped animal. I don't know how long it lasted, but all of a sudden there was a loud crash and the glass shattered. The light hit my eyes and I found myself lying outside in the corridor. I picked myself up and without daring to look back, I ran. I ran as fast as I could. I dashed down the stairs, busting through the front door, and I fled out into the street. I didn't know where to go or what to do. All I knew was I couldn't go back there in my apartment. And so I called my aunt and my uncle and I told them what happened. They apologized to me. They said they were sorry they told me about her and they didn't know what else to do. The little girl had been haunting them for days ever since they heard about her. They told me she haunts anyone who knows her story, and the only way to get rid of her is to tell someone else? Never since then, I haven't been able to sleep. Every time I try to close my eyes, I hear her crackling and laughter. It's driving me insane. But tonight is a special night. Because tonight, I'll finally be able to get a good night's rest. Whoever you are, thank you for listening to my story. Because now, the little girl, she's behind you. Turn around and say hello to her.
Did you look behind you, kiddies? Well, that's my story for tonight. Wasn't it just a scream? You want to hear a joke, huh? Well, okay. What's a ghost's favorite tree? symmetry! Well, that's all the time we have for this week, kiddies. See you next week for some more Terror Tales. And until then, join me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for some more spooky fun. And remember to stay creepy.